All right. We live. The mic is live.
Bitches.
The mic is live,
bitch.
Welcome to an even numbered episode of
Good Spirits with Rebebe
and Chris
and
Jared Still.
Yeah,
that was
good.
Wait, that's three people.
That's right.
It always is.
There should be three.
I thought you said it was even numbered.
An even numbered episode.
Oh.
This is episode 20.
I drink a lot on one, and then it goes
over. And that's why episode 20 is always wild and crazy. Not episode 20, episode even.
Episode 20 will be wild and crazy.
We all knew that episode 20 would be wild and crazy. So we just recorded our episode talking about the Judge John Hodgman podcast, which you will have heard by now, which we took a long time to record. So now, we're edging up on the time when we are going to go play Empty Epsilon.
Yeah, so we might squish this one in.
But that's fine. It's fine and good and wonderful, and we're going to have fun. I'm still finishing up my beer.
Yeah, there's still a bunch of it.
The beautiful rose-colored, watermelon-colored...
Raspberry peach
sour.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm going to probably swap over to wine after that.
It's good. You can see right through it.
You can. No, I can't.
I can. You have to get real close.
Chris is holding up a dark bottle right up until up into his eye. I can really barely not see through it.
I have more light than you do.
Jared is already online.
Yep.
Jackson Triggs, to be specific.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for sponsoring.
Sponsors. And then Chris is on Biru still as well. All right. Well, last episode we did not recap past events other than Judge John Hodgman. So we got to recap them now.
Okay.
Ready? It's events time. Past events. Choking.
Oh, no, this is different.
Pardon me. Events time. Yep.
Nailed it.
All right. In the last time since we've recorded, it's only been like a month since we last recorded. Because we were, well, a little over a month. But
yeah,
we recorded end of September with Katie.
October was jam-packed.
And then we're back in the studios with Jared in November. So
what things are we recounting?
Well, first of all, we've had two housewarmings in the last month.
Me.
Yep.
And Scott Nelpe.
Correct.
Nice.
Two warm homes.
Very warm
two
homes.
Two sweaty,
toasty,
wet homes.
Oh, wait.
Variable stomping.
Before we continue,
feathered lightly.
Let us remind everyone that it is still Chris's birthday.
Oh.
It is.
And
indeed.
Scott's birthday.
Yeah.
Even though the last episode came out
before
some
this.
Length of time before.
Yeah.
You are all time travelers.
Yeah.
It's still Chris's birthday.
It's kind of like a time is a flat circle thing where, like, oh, it's always Chris and Scott's birthday.
Always has been.
Always has been. It's a constant and present state of birthday.
That's good. I mean, there's no birthdays I would rather have it be in a totally impartial way.
Yeah, I mean, I disagree with that. I would rather it be my birthday.
I mean, that'd be my second pick because it's also Katie.
Not Jared's birthday.
That's just because your birthday is a three-person birthday and it's always a wild time.
It's very true. We're very lucky in that way.
I think we also just have enough people.
You get extra powers when you have three people on a birthday.
It's true.
It's like... You can ask a lot of people because it's like a lot. You can ask for a lot from people.
Yes.
And you can ask a lot of people for a lot.
Yeah, because there's three of you. Mm. So it's like you're doing this for three people, so think about it.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, if it was just one person's birthday, it's like, oh, you're just doing this for me. Maybe I don't feel comfortable asking for that for myself.
Just a single Jared Con.
Yeah. Yeah, it is
just
funny how you kind
event.
Of do that, where you, a single person, have a three-day event.
Let's
I
be
like
clear.
That. I like that.
Let's be clear. Jared does not do Jared-Con. Megan does Jared-Con.
That's true.
Megan's extremely passionate about Jared, unless she must hold a convention for him.
I'm gonna post the Jared-Con car meme to Instagram.
Oh. Car meme?
Oh, you haven't seen
this
one?
Remember Jared's you can
what?
Fit in here or something?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, it's gonna happen.
What?
I mean, I
don't know what this meme is.
Oh, boy, I don't even
was
know if I have it on
not,
this machine.
This was before last year?
No. It was very recent.
What?
Chris
it's
photoshopped, like, the whole, like, car salesman, you can fit so much whatever in here. He made a meme about Jared Con.
Oh, I want to see it. Wow.
It's a lot of so things many files
that wow. have the word Jared in
you,
them.
You still have the old, like,
oh, I got everything.
White gold stuff on here?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what that is. Oh, he's got it. He does have a memes folder. I've learned that Chris has a memes folder.
This might not be in here.
For baby Captain Tub?
Oh, we gotta open that? That shit. Gotta open that shit. Oh my god, yes!
Do you remember that?
I remember that picture, I don't remember why. It was like
an Alora event or something.
Tubing? Oh, yeah. I said tubing, maybe it's spelled tub.
Yeah.
And it was like, this makes sense. Oh gosh. I don't see it.
Where's my Jared OC?
I'll get it.
This is so sad. I need original content.
Very sad. Are you sure I'm not Thunder Man?
For sure you're not. That was my old boss.
What's Panda Chris?
What is Panda Chris? This is very good.
There's at least multiple files.
They're all the same thing, though. Oh, I knew it as soon as I saw one of the three files was Habit RPG Chris.
Yeah.
That's
good. I got the panda finally.
Or Sprite.
All right.
I'll post it.
Anyways.
Yeah.
So we had the housewarming parties, which were very good. It's funny because Chris just this week put out the first episode of the Katie podcast where we talked a little bit about their upcoming house party, but now it's in the past. And it was funny because it changed from that conversation in terms of the nature of the party.
On account of the structural integrity of our floors.
Right. There was fear of many bodies in one zone crashing through the floors.
Much as we were excited to talk about John Hodgman last episode, it feels a bit unfortunate that we have an episode talking about the upcoming party and then we don't get to have that episode about the party having happened until going past.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
It's interesting because for tonight, this very day, we're going to play Empty Epsilon.
I'm confused. Oh, I see. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
It will be in the past necessarily.
When this podcast comes out.
That's normal though, I think.
Yeah.
On account of my supremely fast editing.
But yeah, we had their housewarming party, and you guys did a scavenger hunt around the house. Treasure hunt
with
or something.
The questions, yeah. The trivia.
Trivia hunt.
Mm-hmm. Kitty Chris trivia. It was so fun.
More challenging. I was worried it wouldn't be hard enough.
No, extremely challenging.
And Katie kept tempering my difficult things
Chris,
I kept adding.
From what I heard from Katie, Katie described a few places that Chris put things. That were...
Well, places.
Oh, were the questions?
Places or the questions?
The questions, yes, they were the questions.
I was like, if Katie was complaining about the places things...
No, they were the questions.
That's a whole other thing. She literally placed every single question.
That's my faulty memory because this is an even-numbered episode.
Oh, okay.
So that's
that's what we're at.
My dwindling memory. But no, it was the questions, and she... described a couple of them. I don't remember what they were because it was a long time ago now.
Yeah.
But they were insanely difficult, Chris.
Yeah.
I'm very happy that she nipped that in the bud.
They were extremely challenging.
Because she didn't
and
even...
And I even tried to cheat by Googling.
Yeah.
That's why I wanted to give
you
hard ones.
People had Googled.
I still fucked up.
And I think you or someone told me that it was okay. And so, basically everyone
did. Spreading lies.
And then Katie at the end was like, okay, so you guys definitely Googled this stuff. I was like, oh.
I did tell everyone it was
there
right.
was enough difficulty
every single person
for some
who
of them,
me,
like the horses.
I was like, I Googled it. But I got the wrong answers from my Googling, so.
Wow, how'd you manage that?
That's the advantage making them a little bit harder.
I was so in a rush to answer everything that I didn't fully
you crushed it.
Get the, I only went off Google's autocomplete answer.
Mm.
So I was like, something about
Rebecca.
Canada's river.
Google's autocomplete doesn't know
river.
Anything about Katie's
And then the
first
autocomplete
names.
Said longest river, Grand River or something. And so I was like, the answer's the Grand River. And it wasn't.
If you're going to Google it, you have to look it up on Wikipedia and actually read through Wikipedia I did.
Yeah.
I did that.
Did you get it right?
Is it the Nile
did.
Or the Amazon? Amazon by
asked,
volume,
like,
Nile by
who
length?
Is,
oh, Danube?
Who was... it was something about longest river in Canada or something.
Oh.
I don't know. And then one of them was like...
That's Yonge Street.
Who's named after Kitchener? Who's Kitchener? What's his deal?
Yeah.
And then
that's a tough one.
Wilfred
I said,
Kitchener.
Kitchener is blank and the autocomplete was wrong.
Mm.
See, I went through Wikipedia and it was hard because...
You were playing the race game.
It's a... Yeah, that's the thing. I was not racing.
I was speeding.
Mm. Yeah. But I had to, like, I got in deep into the Wikipedia article for Kitchener, and it was, like, referenced once who it was named after, and it was in, like, not right away. I would have expected it to be right away.
Sleuthing. Like,
and so, yeah, I had to dig into it.
Yeah.
And that, I found it. So good. I think I should be recognized for that, and I was recognized for that because Megan and I won a bottle of wine.
I won a bottle of wine, too.
I have to...
Sorry.
I had to talk quieter. Is it not
it's
enough?
Fine to go close, but you yelled. Have to get close and you have to talk quietly when you get close.
Am I not talking?
Jared.
It's fine. But she came in and she went, bam, 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 and then the, yeah. I can already see it clipping.
Yeah.
Am I doing okay? I can talk quieter. It's just tell me. Just tell me.
Just don't yell
Jared,
6 inches from
you're
the
fine.
Mic. You're doing great.
It's always my screams that
Christmas. I mean, last episode it was my screams.
Yeah. But...
I watch a lot of YouTube, and really some of the YouTubers I follow, I really like when they do that style where, like, they're talking, and then every once in a while,
they lean in
and they talk quieter just to, like, really bring that point home, yeah. And I love it so much.
Good.
Yeah, and then I leaned in and blasted your drums.
Yeah, that's true. You got a little carried away.
I did. That's why I cut the video of me yelling, Jared, Greg made me
That was it. Not clipping.
Oh, my God. I disagree with your decision to do it from, yeah. like, a selfish reason.
Yeah.
Not, like, in any sort of, like, moral, ethical framework sort of thing. Because 100% when I'm editing a podcast, if there's something like, oh, I really wish I didn't say that. It's just like, maybe I can just make it not exist.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen very often, but it's just like... Or if I can't edit it out cleanly.
I took some liberties there.
Yeah.
But to be fair, I also provided the original video file, so Jared and Greg could have submitted it.
We could have.
Like, if you know, Rebecca cut that video.
I feel like
great.
I feel like it's unusual for the defendants to supply evidence. Like,
yeah, usually it's...
At least in John Hodgman. Like...
Some cases people go evidence crazy.
Yeah.
I really like the one where somebody submitted like a whole PDF with like multiple pages of decades of research and history.
Oh my gosh.
On the whole unfolding of... Yeah,
there's been episodes like that where the guy was like, well, did you read those articles I sent you? And John's like, of course I didn't. Why? Like, I'm not going to read articles that you've sent me.
How much time do you think I have? This is my job, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So, we're talking about John Hodgman again.
Oops. So, the housewarming of Kate and Chris was wonderful, and Greg... Nope. I won. And Jared won.
And I won. And Megan won. And David won.
Yeah, then, we couldn't pick because everybody was really good, so everybody won.
And then also multiple
reasons.
People won prizes for the art design of the backyard.
Oh, the backyard actually, design, though. Yeah.
Yeah.
And there were different categories, too.
But that one was legitimately, like, there were... Everybody brought a game we weren't ready for. Like, we were like... First of all, I was really nervous because I have a really sensitive brain to, like... speculative design stuff where it's just like very defensive of people being taken advantage of in the design industry, making them do work.
Right. That sort
of thing. So I'm like, we're going to get our friends to do what?
But it's not
Come
work.
On, Chris.
Ugh, it's just what my brain goes to right away. In case you're being silly, I'm like, I'm being silly.
You're like, I'm asking my friends to do... Well, the only person you would maybe were doing that to is LP.
Yeah.
Which is literally
she got
architectural
so into it.
Skills.
I think LP felt like, this is finally, like...
Inevitable.
I'm a doctor now, but I can do, like, an architecture thing here.
And put a lazy river in there.
Yeah.
It was very good. She did two separate designs, and they were both
that
amazing.
That was great.
I can't believe
and
she
so
did
we're
two.
Going to implement both as, a two-tiered thing.
She is very talented in that way. Then we had Scott and LP's housewarming as well, which was very great because one is that LP has put many animal motifs in that house.
Mm.
There's many llamas specifically.
That's a very good hippo.
But there's also hippo and burbs.
That's so good.
And other animals. A buffalo.
It's a veritable zoologist.
Fuzzy
stream.
Buffalo.
Fuzzy buffalo? Yes. And
you guys
sharks.
Also know that each of their lights and lamps has a human name.
Everything.
Yeah.
Well, there was a funny moment where
Even
I was sitting near
animals.
One of the automated lights, and Scott was sitting there with me, and we were in front of, like, a cabinet, and I said, how did you go about setting up these light automations?
Oh, I'm glad
and
you asked.
As if, as if it was planned, Scott said, well, I'm glad you asked, and opened the cabinet right next to us and pulled out the items
separate
that
what?
He used.
Demo model.
It was, like, it was so funny because it looked like he had plotted this specifically to happen.
I was like, and I've been transported into, like, an infomercial.
To me, it felt like I was in a video game and I had just activated a character. I pressed A on Scott.
Not just plotted for it to happen, but plotted for it to happen in that precise spot.
Yeah, because we were both just happened to be sitting there. Yeah. And I asked him this question. And he's like, well, right here I have, it's like he had an exclamation mark above his head. Yeah. And I was like, activate the Scott. It was extremely good.
Sometimes I just activate the Scott. And we carved
pumpkins, and I carved what was originally a cute cat and became a haunting and monstrous cat.
It was so good the way his face melted.
Degraded.
Okay.
Oh, man.
I can see that.
Yeah. It went from, like, very cute on the day you carved it to, like, at Halloween being like, oh, that's horrifying. Like, I'm legitimately spooked.
Yeah, it's spooky. This cat's face has melted.
Yeah, it's like the part where its eye should be is now also its mouth, and I don't love that.
Yeah, it's like the pumpkin had dehydrated or something. But otherwise, that was very good. We had, some more disputes came up there, like, about candy corn, and something else, too. Smarties versus M&M's.
We really got ahead of that.
We talked about Smarties versus M&M's again.
At BlizzCon.
Like, not to get too deep into it, but, like, Rebecca has a lot of really...
Watch what you say.
Interesting and wrong opinions.
No, hey. Okay, hold on. Aside from...
How dare you! I'll be ferocious Rebecca.
She's... For the record, Rebecca's doing a ferocious Rebebe right now.
I feel threatened.
Aside from Rebecca's completely wrong feeling about where to put candy wrappers, aside from that, we talked at BlizzCon about Smarties versus M&M's, and I think we landed on the differentiator.
You're right.
Which is that Smarties have better candy coating, yes. M&M's have better chocolate.
Well, I disagree with that, but I understand where people are coming from.
Okay, you're wrong.
I understand where people are coming from.
Like, it's so strange the way you double down on these opinions. You're so wrong.
I know that I am unique in that I do prefer Smarties chocolate over M&M chocolate, okay. But I know that globally people prefer M&M chocolate.
So,
but I also agree that peanut M&M's are the superior one.
Where are you on, like, a milk-to-dark chocolate?
I like milk chocolate better.
Okay, so that's definitely feeding into that.
Totally. But no, I think it's like I view Smarties as like candy.
Okay.
They're a candy, whereas other things are chocolate.
Interesting.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
I can see how, if that was what you were looking for, that's how you would arrive at. Because they're very similar, and the parts that people don't like about Smarties are often that it is too much of a candy interpretation of what should be a chocolate thing.
I think one of the things that lends to that thinking is Smarties. Like, one of the things I like about them is Smarties are kind of melt in your mouth, which is a very chocolate thing.
Smarties?
No, sorry. M&M's. My bad.
I was like, no. Like, Smarties coating, are like, you bite into them, they stay unmelted
for days. They melt in your mouth, not your hands.
They don't even, you swallow them, they come back up, they're unmelted. It's a bad thing.
The candy coating is thinner, it's less of a thing. You just want to get to the chocolate, and it just melts away, whereas Smarties are more of a candy.
Suck it away.
Yeah, you're... So I would say that lends to the whole like candy versus chocolate thing because like chocolate is
but
all about melting.
It doesn't even come close to defending candy corn because we all know.
Excuse me, did you say defending candy corn?
That's where I was coming from.
One of the more delicious candies.
Jared, yes, in the world.
Oh my god!
I'm so happy. Okay, Jared and me.
What?
Us against the world.
I could eat so much candy corn.
Yes!
This isn't just a Homestuck thing.
What?
It's one of the things I love about Homestuck.
Oh, okay.
I have loved candy corn since before Homestuck, and I was so happy that it seems that Andrew Hussey...
You seem bashful.
Also.
You seem bashful.
Well, I was going to mention Homestuck, and you beat me to it.
Okay, I'm thrilled. I've had such a good revelation right now. So far, I think it's just you and me and Janene. So
okay, well,
us against the world.
Yeah,
I'm very happy like for you three.
Yeah,
because there's no one else in the world for you. Honestly,
you know what? Any candy corn you get, give it to us.
Give it to us. That's a great
at this point.
A great situation.
You know. at this point, I will say it's not for me.
Yeah.
And any rational human being.
Wow.
But
you can stop talking.
This is a literal yum. I'm not yucking.
This is funny because
that's a good point. Okay, you're not yucking it.
I was at the Frederick Art Walk with Chris and some of our other friends, and I said, "No, I was just gonna say, we were talking about recording this podcast, and I was like." What are some... I want some topics that are inflammatory. I want us to have, you know, tete-a-tetes. Like, I want there to be some, like, some difference of opinions amongst the three of us.
And I was worried. I don't want to scare Jared away.
And then... No, I wanted to inflame Jared. Yeah. Oh. I wanted to rile you up. And then, without planning anything like that... This has come up on its own, and it just makes me very happy.
Very quickly, branching off of candy corn, one thing that Megan and I disagree upon is...
Hi, Meg.
Not just gummy candies in general, but specifically the type of gummy candy that's like, you know in the convenience store, those like little like... hamburger gummy things.
The marshmallow.
They're like sort of.
I know.
They're not. They're almost, not quite marshmallow.
I know. They're still gummy.
They're like they're between like gummy and marshmallow.
They're opaque gummy.
Yeah.
Oh, and sometimes they'll have a transparent thing in the middle that's like.
Yeah.
Almost like a chalky finish sometimes, too.
I love
oh,
that.
I agree.
There's something different in your neurology.
And Megan thinks they're the most disgusting awful, thing in the world.
Nasty. Something about the opaqueness
also,
is appealing.
I have a theory about both candy corn and these little hamburger and like banana and
maybe
cherry
like
long. No.
Candy foods.
All of these foods, in fact, were manufactured on the same day.
And we've just been working from that same supply.
They never
like
oil.
1980.
Yeah. It was like a Cold War era. We've got to like, how can we get calories?
Yeah.
How can we be like, like get them into a form factor
well, you know
they're going to last
Who's
forever.
Who's going to survive post-apocalypse?
It's going to be cockroaches. They won't touch them. It's true. We're all going to convert to...
You're going
to
be like, I guess we have to eat candy corn.
Candy hamburgers.
Candy hamburgers. And we're like,
and those
we've already
banana
been there.
Things.
Our system's adapted
oh,
to it.
Oh, God. It's going to be a bad time for everybody else. We'll be self-selected based on nuclear radiation and the inability to consume candy calories.
There may not be many nutrients in candy corn and or gummy hamburgers.
Sure.
But there are more nutrients in those things that last forever, literally forever, than in the nothing that you will have to eat in your apocalyptic society.
I can see the point. But in the event
that
I'm foraging for nuclear berries and you guys have just stockpiles of candy corn, you'll win.
All right. Next thing we need to past events. We did a murder mystery party.
Oh, no.
There's been much talk about it, but it was extremely good. And
it was very good.
And we definitely are going to do it again. Because I know not everyone was able to attend who may have liked to attend. Basically, everyone dressed up. The costumes were bangers. It was so fun. It was like, it's just so fun playing up your character and like trying to get information.
I just realized I was like,
Jared's
character. I was like, I'm so excited.
I really
like
my dynamic with Jared's character because my notes specifically said, like, I forget your character's name, but it was like, Jared's character, the second son of a duke. Mm-hmm. Which is like, because the connotation with my character is like, she's a gold digger, like she keeps marrying men and they just mysteriously die.
Yeah.
And she's on the hunt for a new husband. Mm. And she's like trying to like gain power and wealth and whatever. And so it's like, oh, he's the second son of a duke, which is like, maybe it's an option,
Could
but like,
it.
Not
he's
yet.
Not that like close to
if
the
he was the first son of a duke.
And really, you don't want so much attention that like somebody's going to start noticing you in a big way. I love that.
It was
My
super fun.
My favorite moment with you two was right after the first murder.
Mm-hmm.
It was
Ryan and I
were locking down the scene of the crime.
Yeah.
Collecting evidence, clearing the room, making sure nothing was disturbed. And you guys just are fucking, like, not listening even a little bit. Like, Like, the two of you just come in like fucking Team Rocket.
That's the thing.
And you're just like, Jesse and James. And we're like, okay, we'll interview each of you separately. It's like, no,
we're a package deal.
We're a package deal. It's like,
first of all,
what?
First of all, we're a team. Second of all, you're not interviewing us. We're part of the investigation. Yeah.
What was that? You're like, bring it up. I'm like, oh my God, they're unstoppable.
And like, you guys have been up there for like 10 minutes already doing.
We just cleared the room.
You've been doing your work. And then, like, I don't remember, like, what we were talking about. But we were like, you know what?
Let's bust in.
We've got something to add here.
Yeah.
Let's move on up there. And we straight busted in, closed the door. Chris kept trying to push us out of the room like, there's an investigation going on in here. And we're like, we held the door shut.
Yeah.
We're like, we know that.
Yeah.
And we want to help.
Yeah. And you were like, I'm going to talk to you each separately. And we were like, no. whatever you can say to me, you can say to him.
is much appreciated.
Oh, my God. Okay, the funniest part of the whole night, though, is got to be the fact that Dave was supposed to be a secret American spy, and Greg and Jared were both secret British spies. And one of you was sending secret notes to the other. Greg was sending secret notes to you?
Greg was not a secret British spy. He was a secret... He was the boss.
The head honcho.
Yeah.
And he was apparently sending secret messages to me through Katie, which...
were really cryptic.
Yes, to an extent.
It's like one message I think was like, God save the king.
So that was my bad.
Because Dave's character's last name was King.
Yes, so I had a bad memory of the names of characters.
Yeah, I had a notebook.
I knew the gist of what Greg was trying to tell me.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I didn't get the whole thing because of the name thing. But the really, I didn't even realize... Greg was sending me these messages, or that anyone was, because...
You thought it was part of a mechanic of the game.
I thought it was a mechanic of the game, and that the messages were coming from Katie, because she was the one dropping them off for Greg.
You didn't know they were coming from another guest.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I thought Greg was an author, and probably, you know, obviously had some kind of secret.
Yeah.
But in no way did I realize my boss was at the party that night.
Yeah.
And also, I don't think I've mentioned this yet, but I felt really bad about making it difficult for Dave, because I didn't know that Dave needed to connect with me.
Like, connected with you, yeah.
But second of all, the first interaction we had, he stopped me, and it was either Greg or Ryan, and he was going on and on and on about his hunting.
The Skull House?
No, just like his pastimes of hunting and the thrill of the hunt and all that kind of stuff, because that's who his character was, right? Mm. Or his like
played up
secret identity.
Mm-hmm.
He was going on about all that stuff, and I was listening because like for a long time, Jared was interested in the story Dave was unfolding. And then after a little while, I realized, you know what? I don't think Jimmy Vaughn would be interested in this story.
Mm.
And I just friggin' walked away from him. I didn't say anything to him. He kept talking and talking and talking, and I just walked away. And at the time I thought like, oh, that was a
good
cool like character move, and like I'm sure I'll get to talk to Dave again later. First of all, I'm not sure I did get to talk to him much again later. And then second of all, apparently he specifically wanted to talk to me.
No.
So I felt pretty bad afterwards.
Oh, man.
That's a bad situation.
It was super fun. Like, even Dave said himself, like, he still had a blast. Like, it was just, like, at the end when all the things were revealed, it was more like we were like, oh, well, like, we understand why people didn't figure out certain things. But it's not that anyone didn't have
the
fun.
The other thing is you're always going to get 100% of the, like, this is what Dave's take was.
Yeah.
Whereas it's like, it's unmoderated. It's this is what I would have liked to have be better, even though it was still a really fun time.
Yeah, right, exactly. Right. We'll definitely do it again, and we'll let people know when we're doing it again.
God, it was so fun.
We also have had BlizzCon, which was very good and fun because we... It was the one-year anniversary of the Janae Simon experience.
Experience. It's so good.
Which is great, because they both did great little acknowledgments of that, like, I really like Simon's little lightning talk about.
Oh my god, that was
extra surprise
lightning.
I'm dying. The best video game is this video game we're playing.
I was already so happy when Simon was like, okay, well, if everyone's done their lightning talks, I have a second lightning talk. And I was like, oh, this is going to be great.
Yeah.
And then, like, the more he was talking about, like, what games he actually likes and, and his, like, gamer profile and stuff, I was like, oh, this is so cool. And then...
It becomes about their relationship.
It was
really well built. And then we did a cosplay contest.
That was unbelievable.
Yeah.
The only thing that I'm sad about with that is that literally because it was a surprise, everything was perfect, and next year, it can't be a surprise.
Well... The contest won't be a surprise, but I think, in my opinion, and I've told this to Greg and Jenny, I think it's important for there to be some sort of surprising element to it every year.
We won't know what.
So no one can prepare 100%.
That's what I want.
Restrictions or something.
Yeah, that's a good point. And we would never know, even if we thought about it real hard, which I will.
We also had a really good dance party. Jared, we danced so much.
Sorry?
Jared, we danced so much.
Did I dance? I don't think I danced. I never danced.
Excuse me.
You danced so much. In fact, while we were dancing, one of the things you said to me was...
Bit of a special moment.
...was, did you ever think I'd dance as much? And I was like, no, I've never danced so much.
That was when it was just you and me.
Yeah.
I don't remember what else was happening, but like we launched out there for some particular song.
Yeah,
and then we're just like going in circles.
We're circling each other. We're circling each other.
This was the Jared move. It's so fun.
Oh, going in circles. I did it to you too.
It's so fun.
It's very fun.
It's
that's
like
why
a fucking
I do it.
Carousel of fun. It's so good too because you can keep your orientation in the same cardinal direction. While you do this orbiting thing?
We didn't do that. We, like, circled like we were battling each other.
Yeah, it felt like a battle.
You and I circled...
Like, we were kind of leaning in.
Orbital bodies.
Yeah, but you and I circled like orbital bodies, and that was its own kind of fun.
It was good.
Yeah.
It was good. It's because you get to see this, like, little high. You, like, come by each other again, and you're like, oh, hey there.
And every time you're face-to-face, you're like, hey, we've still got this circle going on.
Yeah.
It's still working. That's we true. Haven't smashed into each other yet.
It's true. Oh, and then we had a lot of limbs, so...
That's true too.
I was wondering if this year's dance party would live up to the dance party from last year, and it absolutely did, and it was just as fun, and I loved it extremely very much.
At this point, I think we settled into a stable's the wrong word.
Consistent, reliable performance
of chaos.
Here's the thing. Like, speaking of chaos, Jared dancing was not the only exciting dancing event of that evening. There was Chris and a certain agent of chaos.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You lap danced Greg.
I don't know about that.
What's crazy is, so you did that at the resort, and none of us got a long video of it. Because
they cut it off. Because they knew it was going to get too far.
It was going to get too rowdy. And then you finally got to live it out in full glory.
Mm-hmm. Much to Katie's dismay.
Oh.
Well, Katie... From my understanding, never saw it in person, but I'm sure she's seen the video.
Was she just, like, hiding? Is that...
Which is...
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because it was in full view of that.
I mean, I obeyed all the pants versus tights versus shirts agreements that we had at the beginning of the evening.
Which, I mean, your tights are pants. They're very revealing pants.
There's that. Yeah.
But they're pants.
My favorite is that I had the tracer face paint on. I kept forgetting about this. Like I would touch my face a little bit and be like, oh. But looking at the video and photos, I was just like, oh, I'm an orange boy.
You were so orange.
So orange.
The Chris look that night was something to behold.
I was pretty pleased. And then I broke everything.
Immediately.
I think we should just do rapid fire through upcoming events.
Okay.
Because... we probably should wrap this up.
And they're going to go into depth in future episodes.
Mm. Okay, upcoming events that we'll talk about in the future. So tune in. Stay tuned, my friends. Is Picklefest. Mm. I think only me and Jenny and Dave and Mark are going to that. But it's great, and I'll tell you about it in the future.
I hope you have a great time.
Hamilton. We all got tickets to Hamilton. Not all, but like A lot of people did. Who were trying to get tickets got tickets. Everyone who was trying to get tickets got tickets.
Which I was really worried about.
Yeah.
For a bit. It was touch and go.
Yeah. We got them. We're going to go in May, which is a long time from now, but it was so thrilling. Wow, it was such a thrilling time. Couple of days to get all those tickets locked down. I'm so excited we all got them. No one is sitting, only a few people are sitting together because you could only buy them in groups of four.
It's all zoned and everything.
Yeah. So it's like people are sitting all over the mezzanine area, but we'll all be there on the same day and at the same time. You'll
be able to control the crowd.
Exactly. Just like at Judge John Hodgman.
Yeah.
The Globe Studios art show is coming up where we're in Janene's mom, Mother Seikush, art will be there. And also other art that we will look at and appreciate. Arts,
including crazy alien art.
Probably. And then we're going to do Blartsgiving.
Yeah.
Where we watch Paul Blart Mall Cop 2.
The same one every year.
Yeah.
Every year.
Oh, and then we are prepared to listen to Till Death Do Us Blart podcast.
I don't think I drank enough last time.
You got to drink more. Drink more before you come.
I think I drank too much last time.
Oh, okay. I got to find the happy medium.
It's a happy medium.
I'll just share blood
with Jared. I'm in a happy medium right now.
There we go.
Wouldn't that be great if we all could come to an event and hook up blood to each other?
Just a daisy chain.
Just a circulation of even alcohol levels amongst everyone.
Yes. Everybody's on the same
level. Everyone's on the same level. That's the best idea ever.
All of your inhibitions are perfectly
matched. Exactly aligned. I love this idea so much.
I feel like there might be some obstacles.
Yep.
Like blood type?
But think about if it was possible.
And maybe social reasons?
Think about if it was possible.
For what it's worth, I'm one of those O blood types. That means I can work for anyone.
You're just a real giver. You're so generous.
Finally, we also have
a big O with Jared.
We also have lightning talks coming up in December, which is great because it's been a while since we've done a lightning talks. So it's gonna be so juicy.
Wait, when is that?
It's like December 5th or something like that.
Oh, that's like, actually coming out. That's like work. 4 weeks.
I know.
Less. I gotta finish my talk, and by finish I mean start.
Yeah. December 14th. December 14th.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah, it'll be good.
Got to revive singularity.
Okay, guys, we gotta shut this down because we talked so much already, and we gotta go play Empty Epsilon. But let's wrap this up. Thanks for joining us, Jared.
Here's a toast to those I love most.
I had a great time.
To friends and lovers, fuck the others.
Oh, bam!
Oh, wow!
Wow! we're just giving it to them.
I thought we fucked the lovers, but...
I mean, wow. Really, we're spreading it around when you think about it.
We just want to spread the love.
A lot of love.
This has been...
Good Spirits.
With...
Bebe.
And Chris. And...
Jared.
Goodbye, we love you.
We love you.
Next time on Good Spirits...
Pandemic!
Viruses!
This is Chris, broken for you. We're scratching at the closet door of life.